The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, high school hoop fans. Terrence Arnie here, alongside Jim Williams, and we are at the Dog Pound, where the Bulldogs are set to take on the visiting North Decatur Chargers. Bulldogs wanting to get back on the winning ways. They had their win streak ended in their last outing right here at home at the hands of the Connersville Spartans. And the North Decatur Chargers, on the flip side of things, they come in boasting of an 11-win season already, Jim. And they won this matchup almost a year to the day. And you'll know they'll love to repeat that on their trip this way.
Absolutely. And the Bulldogs definitely don't want to repeat what they saw last week. It was a Connersville team that had only won four games on the season, while the Bulldogs had won eight. And the Spartans came alive and poured in three-pointers. One young man had four in the second quarter.
Wow.
And it ended up being a shootout. Batesville did get some trays in as well, but they were kind of behind the eight ball to begin with. And Connersville ran off and won that thing. Coach Garrett was the maddest I've ever seen him after. And as you know, he's a pretty calm, quiet guy, but even he sounded tense after that one.
Yeah, no doubt about that. As we alluded to, it's the 10-6 North Decatur Chargers, the 9-4 Batesville Bulldogs, ready to do battle here. I want to thank you for joining us for Countdown to Tip Off. I'm going to get Jim out of here. He's going to go down to the locker room and see if he can't secure some interviews from both head coaches. We'll get a chance to hear from Aaron Garrett as well as PJ Metz about tonight's matchup. All of that and more coming up on Countdown to Tip Off right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back before the game with Coach PJ Metz of the North Decatur Chargers. And Coach, your ball club's got a nice 11-6 record coming into this one. How do you like the matchup against Batesville?
We know that we're going to see some big talented athletes. Coach Garrett's always got those guys well prepared and ready to play. And kind of a not necessarily next town over rivalry, but a lot of kids that we're familiar with, you know, haven't played the past few years. And a lot of these guys play AU with some of these guys. But we're looking forward to what looks to be a fantastic crowd out there in the stands and a good competitive ball game.
Amazing crowd indeed. And we've heard great things about Caden Muckerhide. Fill us in on this star of your team.
Caden has had a phenomenal career. In this season, he's been able to surpass 1,000 points. He's got an opportunity to become our career leader in steals and assists. He's put together quite a bit of an accomplishment that he's not going to leave many regrets, so to speak. But, you know, his chapter is not finished. I know he's still hungry to go out and compete, not just for conference play down the stretch, but against some good quality opponents leading into sectional and hopefully follow up with a back-to-back sectional win.
And who else do Bulldog fans need to listen for? And then how do you stop Batesville, too?
Yeah, you know, coming off of Caden. He's leading us in scoring, but Chase Youngman comes in a little over 12 points per game. Brady Maurer comes in a little under 10. And then after that, I've got three or four guys right in there that are between that 5 to 8 point range that really help give us a boost in more than just scoring, whether it be defense or, you know, rebounding, those types of things. But, you know, when talking about Batesville a little bit, obviously one of the might be the best athlete I've coached against, and Cade Kaiser. Jump out of the gym, you always got to know where he's at, has the ability to shoot. And then outside of that, one of the best shooters on our schedule in Sam Johnson. The ability to step out on the perimeter, you can't lose him no matter what defense that you're in. And then, you know, you can fill those guys out with a really nice, strong, complimented post player in the Grunkemeyer kid. And he's obviously an athlete going to pitch D1 baseball. It's a heck of an accomplishment for him. And outside of that, you know, they've got some guards that fit roles really nicely and can shoot the ball. So we're going to have our hands full.
It looks like an ideal matchup and a real good time for an evening.
Yeah, it does. You know, and the better competition you play, especially down the stretch, the more prepared you're going to be in March, which is the ultimate goal. You know, win, lose, draw, whatever. We want to walk out of this game tonight better with a foot forward in our progress and our, you know, our growth for those that sake. But I am looking forward to a good matchup with the Bulldogs.
Chargers, Bulldogs. It should be great. Thanks so much, Coach.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
That's Coach Metz. We'll be right back with Aaron Garrett in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back with Coach Aaron Garrett, and it is, of course, Garrett's gang night. We'll get to that in a moment, but Coach, about the ball game with North Decatur, what are your thoughts?
Good experienced guard, maybe the fastest guard we'll see probably all season in Muckerhyde. He's been at least a three-year player, if not four-year player. So excited for that matchup. He's got shooters around him, some strength inside, so it should be a good matchup for us.
A relatively even match record-wise, 11-6 versus your 9-4. What do you really need to do besides contending Muckerhyde?
We just want to bounce back from that. I mean, it was a bad loss last week in terms of the self-inflicted wounds. So we spent a lot of time this week in terms of things we need to take care of. Obviously, first and foremost, the basketball. So we'll eventually get five guys out there that can collectively take care of the basketball.
And you do have the skills. We've seen it all year individually. Now it's just a matter of putting it together?
It is, and I've got faith in these guys that they'll get the job done. We've had a good week of practice, so I'm excited to see them play in front of a full house.
And then give folks again a reminder of the meaning to you in particular of Garrett's game.
Yeah, so we have our special needs basketball camp in November, right the weekend before Thanksgiving. And we invite those kids back to be introduced in front of this home crowd. It's usually either North Decatur game or the Franklin County game. And the Scripture family, who owns Batesville Chrysler, they've been our main sponsor for all 9 years. So they really help monetarily make all this happen. And then, Jim, you'll see as both teams will line up, we'll create a tunnel, and we'll announce each camper's name. They'll run through the tunnel, and the place will become electric. So these kids bring such joy and authentic joy. And just to take time to make these guys, the campers' night, so positive, it really feeds our guys, too. So it's just all around a good time.
We've got a huge crowd already, and so we hope it's a great night for you all the way around, Coach.
Appreciate it, John.
Thanks so much. That's Coach Aaron Garrett of the Bulldogs, and we'll be right back to tip it off in a moment. It is North Decatur at Batesville on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to tip-off rolls on here from the Dog Pound. We've got about 5 minutes here before tip-off, and Jim, I got the feeling from listening to both of those coaches that they're expecting a really good, well-played competitive game tonight.
I think they are, Terrence, and as you heard, Coach Garrett really wants a bounce back after Connersville last week. Saw you didn't get to see it, but the Spartans were draining the three all night, and it really killed the Bulldogs. It was unbelievable. And, of course, they are going to want to contain Caden Muckerhyde, as Coach mentioned, 18.3 points per game, where Kate Kaiser scores about 15.5. Also, Owen Eldridge shoots 52% from the floor, Muckerhyde 45, and Cooper Palmer 44. For the Bulldogs, however, Jack Grunkmeyer's right up there at 54, and shooting 48 is Kate Kaiser, and Sammy Johnson has 46. So field goals shouldn't be a problem for either squad. Muckerhyde also dishes off 7.4 assists per game to his teammates.
And that's really the key to Muckerhyde that you've got to be concerned about. Anytime you've got a point guard that leads his team in scoring and leads in assists, that's a combination that's really hard to defend.
That's the ultimate guy out there, absolutely.
It really is, really is. But if you say to yourself when you look at this matchup, if you say that Muckerhyde and Kaiser, if they cancel each other out, then you're looking at these chief seconds. And for the Chargers, Chase Youngman averaging about 12.3 a game. And I would say for the Dogs, I'd probably look the way of Sam Johnson, a legitimate three-point threat. And, of course, you heard Coach Metz mention Sam Johnson by name.
Absolutely. And then at that point, you also look at big men. Yeah. And the Chargers, frankly, had the bigger man in Brady Maurer at 6 feet, 6, 245 pounds. He is a load, you can see right down there. And Jack Grunkmeyer, of course, super athletic at 6'2". He might be able to get caught up with Brady and around him, maybe shut him down a little bit.
We'll step away once again. We come back. We'll give you the tail of the tape, tell you everything you need to know about these two teams as of late as they come to do battle here tonight at the Dog Pound. It's the Chargers versus the Bulldogs right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
A cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming, but having convenient access to a team of professionals you can trust makes all the difference. At Margaret Mary Health, they partner with oncologists from the Christ Hospital in Cincinnati. Their cancer experts are experienced and knowledgeable, but most importantly, they have your best interests at heart. If you've recently been diagnosed with cancer or would like a second opinion, they'd love to help. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary online at mmhealth.org.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
It's almost game time here at the Dog Pound. Terrence Harney alongside Jim Williams as we bring you tonight's affair. The North Dakota Chargers in town to take on the Bulldogs. And the Chargers, led by Coach P.J. Metz in his fourth season at North Decatur, 49-41. He'll be going up against the Aaron Garrett-led Bulldogs, 229-138 in his 16th season here at Batesville. On their last outing, the North Decatur Chargers, they defeated Morristown handily, 52-34. And as you mentioned, Jim, it was the Bulldogs suffering a loss, a bad loss, at the hands of the Connersville Spartans, 50-46. But when you look back over the history of these two teams playing each other, the Bulldogs clearly have the edge, 37-4.
Wow.
But I tell you, in those four, the Chargers have been coming on as of late. They won the last time they played, and they're looking to get another win here tonight. As I mentioned, almost a year ago to the date, Bulldogs fall to the Chargers 52-41, and John Harrell is expecting a Bulldog victory. He's got this one scored 59-51. This gym is packed. There's barely an empty seat in the place, standing room only, and they're about to go ahead and announce, name by name, each and every camper that participated with Garrett's gang. And when these young people come out on the floor, folks, I want you to be able to hear it. It is going to be electric. I like the term that Coach Aaron Garrett used. He said it was pure joy.
It looks beautiful. You got both teams, including the North Decatur squad out there, the Chargers right with the Bulldogs, everybody getting together to join this great, great cause that Coach Garrett started.
Yes, it really is great. And you could kind of get the feel, Jim, by how packed this gym is here tonight, that it goes beyond just the players on the floor, goes beyond the campus. Look how the community has turned out for this event.
It is incredible.
And both, as Jim mentioned, both ball clubs out on the floor, the Bulldogs in there, all white, tops and bottoms trimmed out in royal blue. They're joined by the Chargers. They're in red, white, and blue, red tops, red bottoms, white piping and lettering, everything on their uniform trimmed out in blue. So a sea of blue and red all across the way. The Bulldog student section in pink. And everyone now has rose to their feet as they get ready to start to call out the names of each individual camper. Listen at that crowd. Roar, Jim, as they are welcoming the campers as the very first now, making their way through the crowd. Making their way, through the player tunnel there, all the way from one side of the floor to the other. This young man making the most of his opportunity. He's making sure he touches up every single hand, getting daps and high fives all along the way. Listen to the crowd roar.
A chill up the spine for everyone here. Unbelievable, Terrence. Amazing.
It really, really is. And I just have to emphasize to our listeners, if you've never had the opportunity to experience this in person, do yourself a favor. Circle your calendars the next time you get a Bulldog schedule and you see this home game. It's usually the Chargers when they come to town, or Franklin County, one of the two. And when you see that game, you want to make sure you're in the gym because you don't want to miss it.
And, you know, the young athletes from Garrett's gang are getting not only applause from the players on both teams, but high fives from them as well, and giant smiles. The athletes that are going on the floor in a little while know that these young people deserve as much recognition as they do.
And this is not even the best part of the night, Jim, as this is going on. So not only do you have each camper going through the player-made tunnel, getting high fives and handshakes throughout, not only is their name called out and they're sitting there at center court, right smack dab in the big circle B on the floor, but they will also have an opportunity after the game, Jim, to get signed autographs from the Bulldogs players. And when you want to see those faces light up in that line as they're getting those autographs, I said to Coach Garrett Monday night, I think it works both ways. The players, the Bulldog players, are excited about being able to be that example as these young kids are looking up to them. And then those young kids, of course, are excited about the opportunity to just touch the hem of the garment of a Bulldog.
Absolutely. And they get the bonus of the Chargers as well, who are out there, and I'm seeing big smiles on those young men's faces as well.
Yeah, it really is a great opportunity here as the PA announcer continues now to go through the names on the list. And now this crowd is coming to a swell. A camp favorite, no doubt, as he was announced. Not an empty seat in the place. Everybody on their feet. Way to go, Batesville. Way to go to the community of Batesville for really showing up for these campers here tonight.
Just outstanding. Hello! They're waving at the crowd. We're all waving back.
That's amazing. An amazing event. Kudos to Coach Garrett, his coaching staff, and his team for putting this on every single year for these great campers. Just a wonderful, wonderful night. We'll have basketball for you here in just a bit. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll have live action. We'll step away for the playing and the singing of the national anthem, and we'll have the Chargers and the Bulldogs go head-to-head here right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of boys high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings.
This crowd, Jim, is in at a full throat there just a few moments ago as the national anthem was being sung by one of Batesville's, I believe, just a freshman. And the young lady came out and really did a fantastic job. Let's get into the starters for this evening. What do you have for the North Decatur Chargers?
They've got out there 5'11 senior Caden Mucklehide, whom you've heard about in the pregame. He's going to be the man the Bulldogs want to contain throughout the night. Junior Owen Eldridge also starts. 6 foot junior Cooper Palmer is out there as well. So is sophomore Chase Youngman and 6 foot six junior Brady Maurer. And Brady, of course, the big man of either team here tonight. For the Bulldogs, they should be going with their usual starting five. 5'9 sophomore Trenton Lewis, who also played in the JV game this evening. 6'5 junior, always dangerous, Cade Kaiser. 6'2 senior, Sam Johnson, who can shoot the lights out when he wants to. Also 5'10 senior, Gus Brickle. And 6'2 senior, Jack Gruckmeyer, the Northwestern baseball commit. We should have Braden Maple come off the bench as well for Batesville. What a great sixth man he has been, and an impressively tall sixth man as well, at about 6 feet one himself and only a sophomore. So these are a couple of teams that I think are predictably loaded, and we should have a really even matchup tonight. It should be good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and, you know, there are several young men on this team tonight, particularly Sam Johnson, Kate Kaiser, Jack Brunkemeyer, that recall that loss they suffered to the Chargers last year on the road. And it was believed to be, you know, that would have been a game that the Bulldogs should have won.
Well, and they consider last week against Connersville to be exactly that same kind of game.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, and I didn't get a chance to ask Coach Garrett this, but I don't think you would have answered it either. Will they rely more on their own long-range shooting to get to the kind of advantage that Connersville put over them? Because once the Spartans started, the rain did not stop. It was insane.
Well, and that's the thing about playing that 2-3 zone. It's vulnerable to the deep ball, but you've got to be able to make it.
Right.
Like Connersville did.
And the Spartans made it. Absolutely. Over and over and over again. And that was the doom of the Bulldogs last week. But in their 104th year of basketball here, I have an idea that they know the North Decatur Chargers pretty darn well and might be able to come up with a remedy for whatever was bothering them last week.
Yeah, exactly. And usually you play the numbers on that. You live with those long threes, expecting the averages to kind of work out. This North Decatur Chargers team, not particularly dangerous from three. They shoot at about a 33% clip from three.
Right. They put 35 on their official sheet, but look at the Bulldogs. Sammy Johnson with 38%
right,
as an average. Gus Brickle with 34 and Cade Kaiser with 33. That is where most of the trades come from. We need to watch out also, besides Chase Youngman at 35, for Brady Maurer and, again, Caden Muckerhide.
Well, they've got all the particulars out of the way. Cade Kaiser stands in tall, ready to jump things up, going up against a much shorter Owen Eldridge. Eldridge gives about 2, if not 3 inches here, and Lewis takes the tip from Kaiser. We're underway. Lewis gets things in motion. Gus Frickle over on the far left wing. He has it now. Comes right back the near side, down in the corner for Johnson. Johnson's going to take a baseline dribble, kick it back out up top. They work it the opposite way around. Now Lewis, one dribble. They reverse it back to the far side of the floor. Prickle finds Grunk. Grunk goes around the big man. Shot no good, but there with the putback was Sam Johnson. Bulldogs score first to break the seal. And it was a nice cutting move. Didn't go through, but Johnson there to clean it up. Now the Chargers come up the floor. Muckerhide's got it here. He's a handful, can get to the rack in a hurry should he decide to, but right now Lewis keeps him at bay. In between the circles, works it here to the near side, and we've got a whistle away from the ball. Looks like that's going to go against the Chargers.
It is an offensive. That against Cooper or Palmer, the 6 foot junior, his first.
So no shot for the Chargers on their first offensive possession. The turnover will give it back to the Bulldogs. They quickly get into their offensive set. Kaiser up top, takes a dribble inside, kicks it to the corner. Three ball on the way. Got him. Gus Prickle for three. And it's a 5-0 ball game just like that. They start to apply full court pressure right after that. They get across the line. Muckerhide has it. Looks over to Coach Metz. Gets the call. Relays the play to his teammates, and off they go. Up top now, in between the circles, is Palmer. Palmer sends it around all the way to the right side for Maurer. Maurer going to reverse it back the other way, down the left side of the lane, and a Cade Kaiser block sends that one off into the lobby area. Cooper Palmer thought he had an easy layup.
Clean stuff, no foul. Impressive.
So they're going to inbound underneath their basket. Muckerhyde pulls the trigger on this one, goes up top. Ball lands with Maurer. Maurer quickly gives it back to Muckerhyde. Muckerhyde's going to pull this one back and reset the offense. There in his face is Gus Prickle. That's going to cause him to give it back up to Maurer. Nice feed inside. They were looking for Muckerhyde, and they're going to get Brunkmeyer with the reach-in foul there.
His first and the Bulldogs' first.
So that's going to save the possession. Bulldogs were off and running, thought they had a steal there. But instead, it'll be another inbound pass underneath the basket for the Chargers. Muckerhyde directing traffic, gets it in. Palmer back to Muckerhyde, swing it around the opposite direction for Youngman. Youngman finds Muckerhyde, gets it back. And now Palmer. Muckerhyde inside the zone, pass down on the baseline, reaching in, and a travel's going to be called as Owen Eldridge tried to avoid the tie-up, and he walked instead.
He just didn't dribble fast enough between those couple steps.
No, did not. So two turnovers, and they are yet to get a good shot on the basket, the Chargers now. Bulldogs has Lewis in the corner. He's going to release for three. Hard off the back iron, collected by Maurer. Muckerhyde off and running. Sends a line drive down the line, looking for the left block. Had Eldridge there. Eldridge couldn't hold on to it.
Right through Owen's hands. He was not exactly ready for that pass, although he did touch the ball.
So back-to-back-to-back turnovers for the Chargers to start this ballgame.
Not what Coach Schmitz wanted to see at all.
Not at all. Bulldogs, meanwhile, get things going again. A little motion weave up top. Now the ball rests on the near side. Another good look for Lewis. He uncorks another three. This one won't go either. Prickle had a shot at the rebound, but Muckerhyde beats him to it. Quickly down the floor. Three ball for the Chargers. No good. That one thrown up by Youngman. And Lewis with the rebound quickly races up the floor. And now they decide to slow things down to the Dogs. Reset the offense.
Nice rebound for Kaiser on the other end.
Lewis gets in a little trouble. Finds Grunk. Grunk absorbs the contact. Let's see if they count the basket. They're going to get together, all the officials, and talk this one through. The foul's definitely going to be on the Chargers, but let's see if they give him continuation.
They do.
They do. So a three-point play opportunity for Gronkemeyer, and that was a collision.
It was huge.
Of monumental proportions there.
I think there might have been some question as to whether Jack was going through on an offensive foul. Shot good.
Yeah, exactly right. He does connect, makes the three-point play. That's 8-0. Well, Gronkemeyer gets in the scoring column here for his first points of the evening. The Chargers now try to work the baseline. A lot of traffic down there. They got two Chargers standing on top of each other. They're going to have to spread things out. They pull it out. Muckerhyde recognizes it. He slows down, slaps the ball. They go back into play now. Still trying to get on that back baseline through the back door. Something they obviously saw on tape, but the Bulldogs have done well tonight, Jim, in closing the door when players try to get there. It's going to be another foul on the big man, Brady Maurer.
Wow.
Two quick fouls on Maurer. Actually, no, they say that's...
Only one on Maurer, but there are two on Cooper Palmer, and he's had a seat already. Replacing him a moment ago is Mason Morris.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. So 8-0, that's the score here, 4:23. Bulldogs with the lead and the ball. Lewis this time looks off the three ball, goes inside for a guaranteed two from Grunk, and P.J. Metz has seen enough. A 10-0 run to open up the game.
That's why they call that an assist. Grunk was in the perfect spot, and Lewis is the man to spot him.
Let's go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. There's timeout on the floor, and we'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the WRBI app.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by the Bulldog Band. No, also by Ison's Family Pizza, also SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, by Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and by Margaret Mary Health.
Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams here. Bulldogs start this one out. Coach Garrett couldn't have asked for much more. A 10-0 run to open things up.
It's been brilliant. Best we've seen the Dogs in quite a while this season. They are sharp tonight.
A little mix-up here on whose ball it is after the timeout. Officials get it right. They had given the ball to the Bulldogs at first, but it's actually the Chargers' ball. And the Chargers, nobody wanted to come to throw it in. And look at that hustle play by Lewis as Muckerhead tried to bang that ball off Lewis. And instead, Lewis was able to tap it back off of Muckerhead. Now it is Bulldogs ball.
Amazing. They are all over it tonight. See if they can make it 12-zip here. Maybe 13.
Very sharp these Bulldogs are to start it. Lewis, again, looks off the three, works inside the lane, looking for a pass. Goes back out, and they go back inside for Bronkemeyer. He has it tapped away from Maurer, got him from behind.
Right off his hand, and so it remains Bulldog ball. Sammy Johnson to inbound. And, you know, Trenton Lewis has never looked like a sophomore to me.
Yeah, he's done well playing some good varsity minutes as Bronkemeyer imposes his will down low from the right block. Kisses the glass for two more.
Already with 7 points in the game, dominating, Brady Maurer is bigger.
12-0, Bulldogs. Since the word go, Muckerhide now trying to get his team moving. Muckerhide passes it off to the wing for Youngman. Youngman holding. Muckerhide comes back to get it. This Bulldog 2-3 zone, very feisty tonight, Jim.
Very indeed.
Work it over to the big man, Maurer, on the wing. Now they reverse it. They go inside for Muckerhide. Muckerhide covered up by Kaiser. Three ball for Muckerhide. Hard off the back iron. Kaiser skies above everyone for the rebound. Man. Brock off and running. He gets tangled up with a couple of Chargers, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. Bulldogs will inbound underneath their basket with 3:15 to go in the quarter.
If Grunk had gotten a shot away there, it would have been up for two free throws. As it is, that's Muckerhide's first foul, fourth team foul on the Chargers.
They run some action to get Kaiser a touch. He's been quiet in this 12-0 run. Sam Johnson on the left wing, going to swing it back around. Inside for Grunk. Grunk does work. Good footwork inside, but this time Maurer had him to change that shot. Chargers off and running, and this time Eldridge gets the first 2 points for the Chargers as the Bulldogs could not get back in transition D.
They're going to have to look out for that.
Kaiser uncorks a three ball on his own from the left wing, and it's good. Kaiser, his first points of the evening. He's got a three, and it's 15-2. And quite honestly, Jim, Bulldogs haven't missed enough shots for the Chargers to get transition points.
It's insane. There's Maurer for three.
No good. Another rebound for Kaiser. And Prickle brings it up, finds a running Grunk, kicks it back out. Three ball coming from the opposite corner. Johnson can't get it to go. Grunk with another rebound and puts it in for two more. Bronkemeyer feeling it tonight.
Grunk at 6'2 versus Maurer at 6'6. Mason has some more bulk to him. I think he's having a hard time lugging it around.
Well, Grunk is for his size. He's quick, light on his feet.
Oh, yes.
And you've seen that in the footwork he's displayed here early on. 1:49 left in the first quarter, 17-2. Another quick feed to the back door. Shot no good. This one up over the top of the backboard. Still in play. Another miss. Chargers can't buy a basket.
That first one was partially blocked by Grunk. He's having a heck of a first quarter.
They look and find Lewis in the corner. He cannot look this one off, and he drains it. It's 20-2. 1:26. Another timeout on the floor. The Bulldogs getting any and everything they want. They lead by 18. We'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more.
Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you tonight by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and by Nobby Mower Shop. The Chargers bring it up the floor, trying to get back into this ball game as they have found themselves down 18 early. Onslaught of Bulldog offense has them up 20-2. Meanwhile, the Chargers work it around the outside of the arc. Muckerhide has it on the near wing. They go back up top for Youngman. Youngman, a couple of dribbles, looks on the back door, mishandled, but Youngman comes over to save it. Youngman back up top now to Muckerhide, who gives it off to Mason Morris as he's checked in for his first minutes, and a collision down on the baseline. That's going to go against the Bulldogs. Let's see who they put that one on, Jim.
Should be Cade Kaiser with his first. It is. And they're going to call a block in there. But again, only the second team foul on the Bulldogs versus four for the Chargers.
Muckerhide to pull the trigger. Sends it high in between the circles for Morris. Back to that back door cut again. And count the basket for Eldridge. And they say he was pushed in the back lightly. As that's on Kaiser, he's going to have a seat.
Yep. Cade kind of overplaying his hand there. Eldridge mishandling the ball a couple times tonight, but handled it well on that one and backhanded it in.
Well, he got lucky, Jim. They put it on Sam Johnson, not on Kaiser.
Oh, there you go.
And the free throw.
Back of the iron, not good.
Yeah, that was the opportunity for the old-fashioned three. Under 36 seconds down. Kaiser up top between the circle, and they're trying to run action. I thought they were going to hold for a final basket. Had a lob play for Kaiser, but the alley had too much on it, and he couldn't get the oop.
Cade bounced it off the bottom of the backboard, not the place you want the ball to go.
No. So that play that Garrett drew up obviously was trying to get some top 10 type action there with this crowd.
And Braden Mabel in for the first time tonight.
And if Kaiser had a connected and slammed that home, this crowd would have exploded.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a nice block there by Kaiser. Speaking of, blocks that shot, and the Bulldogs go back the other way. Johnson trying to go coast to coast. No shot. They say the foul was on the floor. So with 8.2.
It's going to be the fifth team foul on North Decatur. Not good. Michael Snell, who just came in.
And I think if you haven't seen this Bulldog team in person, as Johnson steps to the line to shoot two, he misses the first.
15 foul of the quarter for the remaining 8.2 seconds, or it'll be two free throws every time.
But if you haven't seen this team in person, they are sneaky quick and fast. The athleticism is deceptive. You don't necessarily see it dripping off of them, you know?
I think you're exactly right. The things that haven't shown up on film, the Chargers have not been prepared for. Second free throw good.
21-4, 5 seconds. Muckerhide showing that speed. Hustles down, and Gronk says, "It's not in my house." He's going to take the foul there, but he was not going to give up the easy layup.
Not at all. Second foul for Jack, though. He does have two personals.
Probably not a foul worth taking. You're up 21-4.
Exactly.
Let him get the two-point basket and live to play the next quarter.
Owen Eldridge, the only man who scored for the Chargers so far, does so again.
That one from the free throw line makes it 21-5. He's got another shot to go. 1.5. That's the time left on the clock here in this first quarter. Bulldogs got out to a 12-0 run to start this ball game. And both free throws good, and a turnover. And Braden Maple sells out to try to save that ball. Ends up about the third row as time expires. Double zeros on the clock for the first quarter. Bulldogs 21, Chargers 6. We'll be right back for second quarter action right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer.
Hurt & Elko and their premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Second quarter action here at the Dog Pound. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams. Bulldogs all over the Chargers in that first quarter, Jim. 21-6 the score.
In the game for the first time is James Hughes, a freshman, getting some minutes as the Bulldogs dominate.
They go inside along the baseline. Muckahyde trying to find some room to work. Braden Maple, not giving much there.
That's who the foul's on, too.
He'll pick up the foul for his effort. Muckahyde will inbound underneath the Charger basket. They go right back to Muckahyde. Muckahyde passes off. Eldridge tried to get something going in the lane. Had his back to the goal. Passes out. Shot no good, and there is Cade Kaiser to sky up for the rebound. Lures from NBA three range, no good, off the back rim. And it's almost hard to be mad at him because they literally are daring this young man to shoot.
Absolutely, and he finally did.
And maybe there's a reason they're daring him to shoot. He's going to have a seat on the bench there.
Hughes with his first foul, maybe his first varsity foul. And checking back in is Braden Maple for Lures. Or excuse me.
Yeah, it was for Lures. Yeah, Lures right. Had to have a seat with that quick cork NBA three. And the young freshman takes it to the rack for two.
James Hughes.
You know, big minutes there. And that's one thing you'll notice here about Coach Garrett. Not afraid to go to the young talent to get them varsity experience.
I think he likes young talent, actually.
Well, the thing is, his saying is you never know when you're going to need them. If you're going to make a long tournament run, you don't know who you're going to need.
That's right.
Meanwhile, Chargers back at it on offense. Almost a travel. No, almost about it.
Mason Morris.
They call the travel on Morris as he lost his balance. Passes a little high. He's able to gather it, but the momentum of the ball took him off his pivot foot.
It's a bit smaller lineup without Grunk in there, but you still have Cade Kaiser at 6'5".
There you go. Kaiser, of course, has the ball in his hand now, holding. Puts it on the deck, goes down the left side of the lane, gets in amongst the trees. Spin, turnaround jumper, not there. Muckahyde quickly back out the other way.
A decent rebound from Maurer on that one.
They work it around. And here's another opportunity here. This time, Morris for two. And the Chargers have figured out if they can get up the field before they can get that zone set, Jim, they have an opportunity. 23-8. Bulldogs still up. The freshman's going to release a three, and it's pure. Quick 5 points, and you know Coach Garrett is loving the minutes from James Hughes.
No doubt about it. Brilliant.
26-8. The freshman just came in and dropped a quick five, folks. Another miss. This time, Eldridge couldn't get this one to go. Maple brings it up the floor. Hughes again. He's raining threes.
From the right corner, he's got eight in this period.
I don't know if it's a glitch in the software, but another corner three.
Wow.
And Muckahyde is fouled as he tried to go down the lane, put the Bulldogs in the spin cycle there, and that one is going to go against
Gus Prickle, I believe.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yep, there we go.
Can't say enough about a quick 8 points from the freshman, James Hughes.
If the Bulldogs do this every night the rest of the season, they are gold.
Well, here's the other part. As Muckahyde brings it back into play, they send it up in between the circles, dump it down. Muckahyde relocates, dribbles inside, three from the opposite wing. No good. Rebound, Kaiser. Maple. Got to bring it down the right side of the floor. He almost traveled, but he's able to get rid of it before he took a step. Johnson out of control there. And a charge going to go against Johnson. He knew he was in trouble, got hung up in the air, tried to dish the ball off, but still his momentum carried himself into the defender.
And that's going to be Sam's second personal fourth team foul this quarter.
And that's going to get Lures back up off the bench. 29-8, Bulldogs up by 21. And that's perhaps what got James Hughes as he makes a nice steal there. And he's all over this box score.
Hughes has been amazing as a freshman in these minutes.
Hughes has it on the far wing, gives it back to Sammy. Sammy halfway down from the elbow. Shot is flat off the iron. And Buckerhide's going to bring it back up the floor. This time, though, the Bulldogs hustle back in transition D.
Offensive.
I believe it. Probably that screen may have been illegal.
Absolutely, and that's charged to Marshall Snell, who's only been in the last couple moments.
So the Chargers have had their fair share of woes, mainly with turnovers.
Yeah, they've only got one team foul for this quarter, so that's not bad at all. It's the turnovers and the rapid hands of Batesville that are killing them.
So Bulldogs back on offense after that call. Oh, and that's a clean pick there. Intercepted and down the floor. Kaiser gets a swat on it. And they say Kaiser got the lower body. The swat was clean, Jim. But they say his lower body got in it. And Coach Garrett not wanting to hear that.
Not at all. So that's a second on Cade Kaiser now.
So it just about every starter, correct me if I'm wrong, for the Bulldogs, sitting on two fouls.
Yeah, Kaiser, Johnson, and Grothmeyer.
So from the free throw line, Logan Odell. Odell gets his first free throw to go. He's got another coming.
Third point of this quarter.
4:21 left here in the first half. Bulldogs by 20. Make that. That shot was missed. It stays a 20-point ball game. Kaiser down the left side of the floor. Got to go inside and through a lot of traffic, tried to negotiate and someone got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Kaiser read that defense well. He knew he was going to get clocked when he went between those guys, and he did. And that's going to be the first foul on Owen Eldridge, who's done the bulk of the scoring for North Decatur.
So Garrett's going to make a move here. He's going to go Gruckmeyer for Kaiser. Kaiser gets a well-deserved break here, his first breather. And Grunk, feeling it, perhaps from his early exploits. They go to Johnson, Hughes, inside. Hughes back to Grunt. Grunt with his back to the goal, passes it back out. Prickle off the screen and finishes with, oh, no, the left-hand finish wasn't there. Almost down, but Muckerhide in a hurry. The other way, circus shot no good. Rebound by the Chargers, and there's a foul there. Hughes had him wrapped up. And you see what I mean about how quick Muckerhide can get down to the other end.
Yeah, got to hand it to Caden on that one. He was spinning and falling at the same time. And that's going to be a second foul on freshman James Hughes, who's otherwise played pretty well.
So Morris is going to step to the free throw line here and take two shots.
15 foul for the Bulldogs this quarter. And only two shots the rest of the way for North Decatur.
And Morris's free throw number one rims out. He's got another one coming. Second shot. Also no good, but Muckerhide quick to get the offensive board. A leaner, no good. Gronk comes down with it. And a foul call there. Gronk had the ball, and that was what you call a frustration foul as Morris just comes in and tries to Debo it away from him.
They may have given that to Chase Youngman, did they? No, it was Morris for sure. All right, very good. But you're exactly right. It was they didn't want to see Gronk go back up.
Oh, and Gronk sells out to try to get this pass. And Gronk and Garrett says, well, yeah, he didn't dive. He was pushed. Officials didn't quite see it that way.
No.
So that turnover for the Dogs, still a 20-point game. 3:30 left in the half, 29-9. Looking down the way, trying to get Eldridge on the baseline. Gronk saw it. broke on the ball, able to swat it away, but swatted it out of bounds.
Almost had a steal there, and check this out for offensive performance that no coach likes. 3 points in the quarter for the Chargers.
Chargers trying to change that with Muckahyde. Kicks it across to the opposite side. Now he's got it again in between the circles. Muckahyde on top of this zone, over lures, gets it back to Youngman. And it's just a two-man game between Youngman and Muckahyde. Muckahyde from the elbow. His jumper, no good, too strong, but able to pass it off on his way to the floor. And it continues the possession for the Chargers. Hughes defended well. That left Youngman wide open, and he drains a three. And I believe the Bulldog student section was giving Youngman more than he wanted there because he had something to say as he uncorked that one. 29-12. Maple on the far wing for the Dogs.
First bright spot in a long time for the Chargers on that one.
He goes up.
Oh.
And Gronk in between three defenders. Tries to get the layup. No good. Goes to the floor.
And no foul.
And that gives the rebound. Muckahyde goes coast to coast. And he hasn't been able to get anything to fall either. That's two bunnies that he's missed. And a hard foul on Lures by Muckahyde.
Maybe 3 feet away. It just an absolute bunny shot that should have gone in 99 times out of 100.
The Chargers are going to have to settle down a little bit. They are letting their frustrations affect their way that they are trying to execute Coach Metz's offense. Maple has his shot blocked, but Gronk able to step in and get that one and has it knocked away. Off and running again. This time, Eldridge from behind Maple and Lures. They combine, and the foul, I think, is going to go on T. Lou.
Two free throws coming, no matter who it is.
And if it's...
It is Lures.
And that's going to be his third. No, just
his first.
His first. I apologize.
It would have been a third on Sammy Johnson.
Yeah.
Or Jack Runkmar. Or James Hughes.
Meanwhile, Eldridge from the free throw line sinks the first. He's leading the Chargers in scoring tonight.
With 7 points so far.
Second free throw also good. So 29-14 with 2 minutes to go.
Graydon Maple checks back out.
And the Bulldogs will want to keep their foot on the gas here to close out these 2 minutes.
Oh, yes.
In this first half. Prickle on the wing. Sammy Johnson takes one step inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound. Grunkmeyer. And then knocked away. And they say last touch by Gronk. One official said Bulldog ball.
Right.
That's a tough call there.
It'll be Charger ball, but, yeah, a lot of the fans disagree with this, you could hear.
Muckahyde's going to walk this one up the floor across the timeline. He's got it in between the circles now off to the right wing. They dump it inside the zone, back to the wing for three. Got him. Good-looking shot there from Logan Odell. Wait a minute. That extra talking, as I mentioned to you. A whole lot of extracurricular from Youngman. And I don't know if I don't think it's been directed at a particular player. But something that the officials didn't like. So if I'm not mistaken, it was a simple warning, Jim.
Yeah, they didn't post it as a foul on the board.
So Youngman's going to have to be careful the rest of the way here. Student section trying to get in his head a little bit. He's allowing him. Living rent-free there. Bulldogs back on offense with a minute 15 to go. Kaiser back in the game. Goes partially down the lane. Has it knocked away. Regathers. He goes down hard. And that's going to be another Charger foul. Another big collision as well.
That looks like either Youngman or Parmer. Yeah, it's going to be Chase Youngman, his first. But it is the 15th foul of the quarter on the Chargers.
So both squads will be shooting the rest of the way. I got to be honest, that's the first time I've seen that all season long. I have not seen two teams get to the bonus
Yeah.
In the same quarter.
That's a lot of fouling. But this is a battle inside.
It is. It is. A lot of girth down low.
Yes. Good word.
29-17, Kaiser. First free throw, no good. Hughes got to check back in, give Sam Johnson a breather. And the way he was shooting it earlier, who could complain?
Hughes with 8 points so far. Second leading scorer behind Grunkmeyer with 9.
Second free throw is good. And that's going to get Kaiser back to the bench as Maple comes back in. And on the floor to bring it up, Maurer and Muckerhide. They get it across the timeline. Muckerhide between the circles, off to the right side, looking on that back door, sends it out, back up top, 3-ball, off the back iron, and a push underneath against the Chargers. That'll have the Bulldogs shooting again. Go ahead.
I think they got Brady Maurer on that one.
Let's see what they put on the board.
Yes.
He's fouled out already.
Holy smoke. That can't be right. It's only his second. Can that possibly?
They change it to 2.
No. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
I was thinking too. I was like, that's 5.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So that's 2 there. Lures first free throw. He tries to lean it in and bounces hard off the iron. So the Bulldogs, whether it be because of the Charger defense or their own volition, have cooled off a little bit. Both free throws missed there, but Maple quick to get the rebound. They got 1 minute left here in the first half. Grunk. Going to hand off to Prickle. He's going to send it back up top. They're going to reset the offense, perhaps satisfied to run out the final 45 seconds here. Hughes being guarded. Wraparound pass finds its way to Grunk. Grunk puts it on the deck and goes back up top for Lures again, who's got his ankles inside the circle there. 23 seconds. Dangerous pass to Hughes. Hughes, nice ball handling there. Goes behind the back to avoid the steal. Back to Lures. 15 seconds. Maple comes out and gets it. Back to Hughes. They attacking. They know he's the youngster. But his ball handling is up to par. 6 seconds. Lures down the lane. Through 2 defenders. And it goes in. As time expires, T. Lou with a dart to the basket. Finishes with the left hand for 2. After 2 quarters of play, it's the Bulldogs 32, Chargers 17. We'll be back with the halftime show right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And we are back, and it's halftime at the Dog Pound. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams and the Bulldogs off to a great start here tonight at the break. It's 32-17, and Jim, Bulldogs opened this thing up on a 12-0 run, giving the Chargers just about any and everything they wanted. And if you're Aaron Garrett and the Bulldogs, you couldn't have scripted it any better in terms of a way to start a ball game.
Definitely. It was exactly the kind of charge that they needed to come back after a less than scintillating performance against Connersville, and it ended up in an upset loss. But the Bulldogs really lit it up in that first quarter. 3 three-pointers really setting the pace. Jack Grunkmeyer with 9 points in that period. He still leads all scorers at halftime. And even though the second quarter was tied 11-11, it's still that massive start that has the Bulldogs out front here at the break.
And what about the freshman? James Hughes comes in to cause us some of the foul trouble with the Bulldogs starters. Spells a couple of the starters, gives them some minutes on the bench. And in their stead, Hughes able to drop not one, but 2 three-pointers and a 2-point basket. Gave Garrett a quick 8 points in a hiccup.
It's a great 8 points for a 14-year-old.
Yes.
That's what I have to keep reminding myself. You know, we did 3 years in high school back in the 70s up in South Dakota, the four-year thing. These are ninth graders.
Yes.
Freshman sounds older. You know? Yeah. But it's they're ninth graders that are 14 years old. It's just incredible. And out on the floor here at halftime, more of Coach Garrett's campers. And, wow, what a gang they are indeed. They're fabulous. And everybody in the stands is on their feet enjoying their music. Let me tell you about the points, though, at halftime here, Terrence. We've got Owen Eldridge, leading scorer for North Decatur. He was their only scorer in the first quarter. He has 8 points on the half so far, or on the game so far in the first half. Chase Youngman put a tray in late in that second quarter. Mason Morris hit a two, and Logan O'Dell put the final three in. He also had one free throw for a total of 4 points, and that's it for the Chargers. For the Bulldogs of homestanding Batesville, they are well-balanced scoring, led again by Jack Grunkmeyer with his 9 all in the first quarter. Then it's a 5 on a tray and a bucket for Trenton Lures. 4 on a tray and a free throw for Cade Kaiser. Sammy Johnson had a bucket and a free throw in the first quarter. He's got 3 for the half, a tray early on for Gus Prickle. And then, as you mentioned, James Hughes, the freshman, having a huge half, 2 trays and a bucket in that second quarter for 8 points. And, wow, what a game it has been for baseball. What a huge turnaround from the Connersville game right here last week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just what the Bulldogs needed. As the halftime festivities continue, we're going to step away briefly and come back, get you ready to go for half number 2 here on the Sports Voice of Southeastern Indiana, Country 103.9, WRBI, and the WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Halftime continues here from the Dog Pound as we are being entertained by the dance stylings of Batesville Primary School. The first graders are taking us through the history of dance, Jim.
Yeah, and the history of the last 30, 40 years of rock and roll. It's just amazing.
They are out there shaking what their mothers and fathers gave them like they just don't care. Quite the display here on the floor at halftime. It is.
When they get to be teenagers and they learn what some of the moves are they just made, they may think twice. Oh, I did that when I was four? Oh, my. That's beautiful.
Quite the display out there now on the floor, and it was quite the display in this first half.
No question about
it. From these Batesville Bulldogs, they race out to an early lead in the first quarter, 21-6. They played even in the second, and at the break, it's 32-17.
And Terrence, the Dogs seemed to kind of call off the Dogs in that second quarter after they had built the massive lead of 21-6 to start. But still, again, the freshman James Hughes got all his points in that second quarter. I would figure if they give him some good minutes, he'll put up that many in the second half as well, maybe more, because I don't think North Decatur counted on him showing up and being so effective. So they're going to have to get a hand in his face.
Well, that was the thing about, you know, having someone like a James Hughes come to the game. There's no tape on this young man. There was no game plan for this young man. You didn't know what to expect. And
exactly.
Even you and I, as broadcasters, didn't know what to
expect. Who the heck's number 10? We haven't seen him yet.
Hughes, and he just came in and lit it up. But
it was smooth.
This is what the Bulldogs will have to be careful from here going forward. Jim, there's no doubt, and we documented it in the pregame show, with this huge crowd here and all of these fans cheering on the Garrett's gang and whatnot. The place was electric, and the Bulldogs fed off of that energy there in that first half.
Absolutely.
Now that all these kids have performed, they've done everything, this gym is, I'm not going to say empty out, but there's going to be a good number of parents and bodies leaving this gym, and there's going to be a vacuum, if you would, from some of that energy early on. So now the Dogs are going to have to really heavily rely on themselves to get it going in the second half.
Well, that's going to be the real tale of the tape. If the Bulldogs can keep the pressure on, if Grunk can have either quarter in the second half be as strong as his first when he was doing linebacker-type stuff and not baseball-type stuff, may lead the Bulldogs right to where they want to be. And he's firing up a three right now in the warm-ups and nailing it with no effort at all. This could be a huge second half. Like you said, Terrence, if the Bulldogs keep that mindset going, we've got to put a stamp on this and seal the package.
And it works both ways. That energy, obvious, was all Bulldog energy, got them fired up. If this gym's quiets down, it might allow the Chargers to get comfortable, because they were clearly out of sorts to start this game. You allow this team to get comfortable with the playmakers that they have on their side, this game could tighten up really quickly.
Well, and, you know, Brady Maurer is a big man at 6'6", but I don't know that he's necessarily got, shall we say, at his age, total control of his physique
right.
at this point.
Right.
So the Bulldogs have been able to run him in there and get him those two fouls early on. When he gets the third early in the third quarter, he may have to sit for a while, and that's going to make the Chargers a much smaller lineup and maybe give the Bulldogs a big opening.
And you talk about the foul trouble. Of course, several of the Bulldogs starters found themselves with two fouls here in that first half.
That's right. And they include Cade Kaiser, Sammy Johnson, Jack Runkmeyer, and freshman James Hughes. So, yeah, they have to watch it as well. You don't want to rack them up if you can stay away from additional contact and yet sink the balls that the Bulldogs were making in that first half. Braden Maple just hit a tray from the right corner in his warm-up and almost made another one. It could stay on the side of the Bulldogs, but they do have to watch. They don't need a letdown, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
I said short there what I said long a minute ago. Sorry about that.
Nope, you're fine. We'll go ahead and step away, take our last time out of the halftime show. Thanks for staying with us. And we come back, it'll be live action in the second half with the Chargers and the Bulldogs. Bulldogs lead it 32-17 on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of second half action brought to you tonight in part by
Gehrings, Batesville Chrysler Jeep Dodge, also Mary Huntington Allstate, Great Plains Communication, and by Ivy Tech Community College.
Both teams back out on the floor, Jim, after getting some halftime instruction and some refreshment, maybe some Gatorade and some orange slices. And now they're ready to go. Bulldogs will inbound to get things going. They flip sides of the floor as the Bulldogs now moving from our right to left. Lures up top, has it between the circles, going to send it over to the left wing for Kaiser. His pass is picked up by Muckerhard, and he's off to the races. Muckerhard able to get up in front of a very quick Cade Kaiser and Sam Johnson, and it's Gus Prickle that fouls him from behind.
That's going to be Gus's second in the game. First team foul this half, of course.
So a quick turnover for the Bulldogs to start the second half. Muckerhide takes the inbound pass from Palmer, and they work it around the arc. They dump it down inside. Getting it back out now is Muckerhide from the volleyball service line. An extra pass to a constantly moving Eldridge, and he lays it in for two. Their offense looking a lot better than they did to start the ball game, this time to start the second half.
Owen Eldridge has 10 points so far for the Chargers.
Bulldogs now on offense. Their second possession after the turnover on the first. Lures has the ball, going to dribble to his right, hand off to Kaiser. Lures gets it back on the right wing, holds, looks. Going to do a cross-court pass for Grunk. Grunk doesn't really have anybody on him, so he puts it on the floor, dribbles once, then goes back to Lures. Lures now trying to turn the corner. Door closed by Eldridge, and bring it back out. Kaiser. Johnson down in the corner now to Lewis. Back to Johnson. Johnson off a screen. Stops just below the free throw line and kick it back out. Lewis thought about the three. Double clutches, goes into the corner. Baseline jumper for Kaiser's good.
He almost made that look routine.
It really did. Nice, smooth shot there from Kaiser. And that would be open to him all night.
An exhibit of the patience the coaches always ask for.
No doubt about it. Now on the other end of the floor, Chargers, with a little bit of sense of urgency of their own, dumped it down again on that baseline for Eldridge. And that seems to be the game plan. They do it so often. There's something, Jim, that they must have seen on tape or a previous game that let them know that, hey, you can get down on that baseline, you can make moves, and Eldridge lived there tonight.
Absolutely. And stepping on the baseline was Cooper Palmer. He turns it right back to the Bulldogs.
34-19 here to open up the third quarter. Kaiser turns the corner going baseline, and he's fouled before the shot. So the Bulldogs will inbound this one underneath the on basket. They put that foul on Rennenkamp, his second.
That's going to be a third, actually, on Cooper Palmer.
I apologize. You are correct. I see that.
Coach Metz chatting with him on the sideline. Not thrilled.
Three ball from the wing. Sam Johnson hadn't been able to find the range tonight.
Unusual for Sam. He's usually right there, and that one was short.
Yep, you're right. I mean, Johnson typically Bulldogs' best three-point threat, but tonight it's been James Hughes.
Yeah. Get the ninth grader back in there.
34-19. Chargers with the ball. They work it around from the near side all the way to the opposite end of the floor. Maurer goes inside now for Muckerhide. Muckerhide, again, dumps it down to the left block. And that pass and that shot has been there all night for them, and now they're finding it more routinely with ease. 34-21 after the two-point basket.
Mason Moore scoring that one.
Kaiser now off the dribble, goes inside the arc, puts it up, shot partially deflected, and a three ball from the far corner drains for Gus Prickle. 37-21, good-looking shot for Gus. Muckerhide shakes and bakes, then dumps it down again. Eldridge, once again, the recipient on the baseline, and Garrett wants something to change with that defense to close that back door. They keep leaving it wide open.
Yeah, even with a 14-point lead, you can't be too careful.
Bulldogs work it around the arc as the Lures. Chargers go man. And Lures with the hoop and the harm showing his athleticism.
That was brilliant.
It looked very similar to the two-point basket he used to close out that first half.
The sophomore saw the opening behind him, all the defense had cleared out. He only had to beat his one man and got it done. Second foul on Owen Eldridge this game.
So Lewis steps to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play and does not. That one rims out. It remains 39-23. 4:35 left in the third. Bulldogs never trailed in this one. And the game was never closer than what it was at 2-0. Up ahead after the steal, they throw it to Lewis. Lewis gets hit from behind, thought he was fouled, no such thing, and again, the athleticism and the speed left a sea of Bulldogs in his wake.
Late whistle there after Muckerhide went by and out of bounds. They finally called it on Jack Grunkmeyer. That's going to be his third.
Grunk looks over to Coach Garrett. Palms faced upward to say, I mean, what do you want me to do?
Right. He did all he could do, basically, and the free throw for Muckerhide rolls off the right side of the rim.
He has just not been able to get going tonight.
Has not scored.
And that's their leading scorer.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's in his own head when you see the a routine play like the bunnies and the free throw not go down.
That's right. When you start thinking about it, then you've got trouble.
He does sink the other one. So seeing the ball go through the hoop might be enough to get Muckerhide going. Lewis going to walk it up the floor, hand off to Prickle. They include Kaiser in the weave, and Muckerhide is going to foul Johnson on his way to the basket. That'll put him on the line, and Muckerhide's starting to rack him up as well.
Sam Johnson to shoot two, and that's the third personal on Caden Muckerhide. He's got to watch it. Three team fouls this quarter for North Decatur.
And it's tough for these student athletes, particularly if you are your team's leading scorer. You know your team's counting on you. And you just start to find things start to snowball on you. Can't get your shot to go. Now you're in foul trouble. And, you know, you had a unforced turnovers, and it just seems to snowball.
Absolutely. That was going to be my word exactly, Terrence. You're exactly right. It's a 16-point lead for Batesville. Make it 17.
As Sam Johnson, good on both of his free throws. I'll say the same for him. He sees the ball going through the net. That might get him going as well. Chargers now back on offense. They go inside and then back out to the near wing. They send it back up top. Youngman with the ball fake goes back around. They reverse the ball. Youngman, he has it between the circles. Zips one to Muckerhine. They slip a pass inside, and they throw this one to the bench.
They couldn't decide if they were throwing that to Chase Youngman or to Owen Rennekamp, who was in.
And ended up passing it to P.J. Metz instead.
Yep.
41-24.
Coach didn't want that ball.
No. 3.5 to go in the third, and another steal off of a lazy telegraphed pass. A layup, and it's 41-26. And, Jim, this is how it starts.
Yep. You got it. Mason Morris with the score there.
Maple now sends a crisp pass over. They dump it down on the right block for Johnson. Johnson almost threw that one away, but Lure is able to reach those long arms out, suck it back in. Now he goes down the right side of the lane, stops, wraparound pass looking for Maple, and it's knocked away by the Chargers. Logan Odell was the last one to get a touch on it.
T. Lures was trying to push Eldridge away and did not get a call for an offensive foul. Good thing for the Bulldogs on that one.
Send it one back into across the timeline. Lures will bring it back. Johnson, clear path to the rack, lays it in. Good, strong finish for Sam Johnson, letting you know he can do it from all three levels.
Starting to feel it now, 43-26.
Muckerhide passes off to Youngman, back to Muckerhide. Thought about a three, but that front position of the 2-3 zone changed his mind. Now he relocates on the wing, gets inside, head fake, shot up, goes down. Muckerhide now starting to get things to go. He's got 3 points, scoreless in the first half. 2:22 on the clock, 43-28. Bulldogs with the lead and the ball. Johnson got a drive, and this is going to be a blocking foul called against Youngman.
Only Chase a second, but that could be a costly one for the Chargers as they have no answers for the Bulldogs.
It should be their fourth team foul. It is. So
it is indeed.
Should there be another, Bulldogs will be shooting again. Collision there between Kaiser and his defender. Shakes it off, goes to the rack, and one as Kaiser could have dunked that one.
Oh, yes.
He pulled up just a little bit, wanted to make sure he got it in.
You can tell he thought about it.
He certainly did. A little bit of contact, as thus the foul, and he wanted to make sure he got it in.
That's going to be a fifth team foul this quarter on the Chargers and the third of the game for Owen Eldridge, who was the only man who scored in the first quarter for North Decatur. They can't afford to miss him.
So Kaiser completes the three-point play there, and the Chargers are, in fact, over the foul limit for the remaining 2 minutes. Muckerhine has a foot on the line, gets inside, and Kaiser got to get called for the foul as he tried to block the shot as he swatted down. They say he got a piece of the player.
And that's a third, a second on Cade.
They actually say three on the big board.
They do. I was wrong before and crossed it out. Now I was wrong again.
So 46-28, Muckerhide to shoot two free throws.
And I thought Muckerhide might have traveled because he tucked the ball under his arm like a football for a second, but Cade managed to tag it.
So I think when that last collision, when Kaiser and the Charger defender collided, I think they bumped heads. And as a result, I think he's got some blood on his jersey.
Oh, yeah, taking a look at Cade down by the door as Grunkmeyer checks back in for him.
So they're going to get that equipment malfunction situated. And Muckerhide again misses the front end of his two free throws.
Cade not having his best game by any means for the Chargers. Only 3 points in the contest so far. four.
And he gets the second to go, as he did earlier. Merkerhide, normally a 61% free throw shooter. Just hasn't been his night. 46-29. Prickle uncorks a straightaway three off the rim. Maple tussles to save it, but saves it to the Chargers. They're off and running. But Johnson steps into the passing lane, spins around Muckerhine. They give it back to Prickle on the right wing, and Prickle's going to slow things down. Looks to the bench, gets the call from coach. And now they run some action. Maple spins out of control, but somehow the ball still gets to Prickle. Baseline and his pass, no good, but they say kickball.
Maple was fouled, but there was no call. He was clobbered hard by a couple Chargers.
It has been a physical game.
No doubt.
Throughout this, it stayed in check because they seemed to call a lot of those physical plays. And this quarter here, they seem to let them play a little more, perhaps. Johnson has it on the right wing. And Grunk's going to come out to meet him. And then a little bounce pass to Johnson. Johnson again, the baseline drive. They won't give him the continuation, though.
Say he was blocked earlier than that.
But it's of no issue as the Chargers are over the limit. So Sam will shoot two.
That's going to be charged to Logan Odell, his first of the game. The sophomore.
Now, one thing that this, if in fact the Chargers are purposely trying to muck this game up, they've clearly taken the crowd out of it. As the game's become a little bit disjointed with all the whistles. But Sam is good on both of his free throws. Bulldogs on their way to build back to that 20-point lead. It's 48-29. Chargers with possession and a steal. Prickle throws one up on the lid, knowing he was going to get fouled, and he'll go to shoot two with 47 seconds left in the third. And like I said, they've just made this an ugly battle here now, defensively, the Chargers have. A second foul there on Mason Morris. As Prickle steps to the line. First free throw out of good.
Wow.
And it's back to a 20-point game. Bulldogs' largest lead, I believe, was 21 there in the first half. Prickle was the opportunity to match that. Free throw no good, and Muckerhide's off and running. Maple comes up behind him with the steal. Flips it over to Lewis, and Lewis is going to bring it across the timeline with 34 seconds left. Maple to Prickle, all the way around to the near wing for Lewis. Lewis going to send it back up top for Johnson, and clearly a foul there. They didn't call the initial contact. This Youngman pretty much had a hold of the jersey. But they did call it on the second bit of contact, and that'll send Sam Johnson to the free throw line.
That's a third for Chase Youngman.
Someone might want to let the Chargers know they're already over the limit.
Yeah.
But I guess they figure, hey, they only count up to five, so these other ones don't count. We can foul as much as we want.
That'd be a mistake. Johnson's first is good. 24 seconds remaining in the period.
Sinks them both. It's 51-29. Chargers have to be careful. They're near in running clock territory.
Yes.
Muckerhide tries to get around Gronk. Can't. Kicks it back out. Relocates and gets it back. Dribbles it off his foot. Nope. They say off of Maple's foot. So it'll stay Charger ball with 10 seconds to go. Let's see if Coach Metz draws up a little action here.
You can't have many more things go wrong than the Chargers have had this game.
And I don't think that's the play they threw it up. They uncorked that pass into the third row. Back behind the cheerleaders. They weren't going to help out. They dumped. No. And it's 7 seconds left here in the third. Johnson, baseline jumper from behind the backboard. Oh, just dribbled off the front. And Maple's shot was after the buzzer. So after three, the Bulldogs 51. And the Chargers 29. We'll be back for the fourth quarter conclusion right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball is being brought to you tonight in part by
Margaret Mary Health, J.C. Bank, Bruns Gutzwiller, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, and by Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner, with Terrence Ison Monday evenings at 6, only on WRBI.
Ready to get this fourth quarter started. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams with you for this one. And it's been an exciting night here in the Dog Pound, as it was the night that Coach Garrett and his Garrett Gang campers were here, and they were serenaded and saluted as they called each and every one of their names out. That was fun. And it was also a youth night with Batesville Primary School. The first graders were out. They had a halftime show, one for the ages, as they took us through the history of dance.
Yeah, it is so great emotion for all that tonight. Anybody who loves quote-unquote family values, and I think everybody does in their heart, should have been here tonight because it was really cool.
And
I don't even have kids or wife.
And I got to tell you, for the Chargers or for whoever the opposing team, sometimes it's Franklin County, sometimes the Charger, it's got to be a tough environment to come into.
Man.
The place is packed to the rafters there at full throat, and then you've got to go and take on an Aaron Garrett 2-3 zone. You just might not be feeling it.
And you know, a leading Charger who has not scored in this game, just inbounded that ball, it's Cooper Palmer. 0 points tonight. They can't have that.
No, they can't not. Chargers with the ball now. They work it around the arc. Ball rests up top and comes back to the near wing for Odell. Odell finds Muckerhide, and he makes a sophisticated move inside and lays it in for two. It's back to a 20-point ball game. Bulldogs across the timeline. They beat the Chargers press.
And fairly easily.
Yes, they do. A little high-low pass there to Gronk. Gronk passes out of it. Back up top to Johnson. Johnson, two dribbles inside, flicks it up, no good. And Muckerhide turns on the Jets. Goes coast-to-coast on that one, lays it in for two. And that's more of his game,
yes,
Jim. The Bulldogs, I tell you what they've done. What they've done to slow him down is they haven't missed a lot of shots.
Right.
So they haven't really had to worry so much about their transition defense, and Muckerhide just hasn't had the opportunities to get out and run.
But in the last few moments, he scored the last 8 points for North Decatur. And that foul, by the way, was on Mason Morris, his third.
First team foul of this fourth quarter. 33. Bulldogs just kind of taking their time there, and Johnson's going to uncork a three. No patience on that play. They pass inside. Chase down, blocked by Kaiser. Boy, he banged that one off the backboard. Good and clean.
NBA type stuff there. That was impressive.
It really was. You're never out of harm's way when 20 is on the floor. He can chase you down from anywhere.
The boy's 6'5".
And can jump out of the gym. After the inbound, they work it around down the baseline. And Gronk's going to get called on this one. Call for the block.
Four for Jack.
So that's going to put Mason Morris on the line to shoot two. Gronk's fourth foul.
Doesn't often happen.
No. No, he's been in the action tonight, though. He's got the points to show for it.
Definitely a football-type evening for Jack. He's had a lot of contact in there. I'm guessing the shoulders, where he has patches on both, probably aching a bit right now.
No doubt, no doubt. Mason Morris sinks his first free throw. He has another coming, and it is good as well. Chargers doing what they can to try to make this game respectable. 51-35. Quick hands, quick feet by Muckerhide. And Johnson hustling back, trying to get to that one.
He did, but he fouled.
Prevents the layup, but won't prevent the two free throws. So we got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take one as well. 51-35 with 6:15 left in the ballgame. Bulldogs on top of the Chargers on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of boys basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and by Nobby Mower Shop.
6:15 left here in the fourth quarter as the Chargers' Muckerhide goes to the free throw line for two shots. The first one is good. That makes the score 51-36 Bulldogs. Muckerhide's come on a bit here in the latter goings of this ball game. He was held in check in the first. In fact, no points until the third quarter.
And in the fourth quarter so far, it's 8-0 Chargers.
Lure is able to get across the timeline, but he had to work to do it. Over into the corner for Kaiser. Kaiser puts it on the floor, stops, kicks it out as James Hughes is checked back in. And Kaiser, the circus shot as he goes through the lane, flicks it up off the rim, but he is fouled.
They're going to put that, I believe, on sophomore Logan O'Dell. They are his second of the game.
And it's really been the fouls, Jim, that have broken up the flow of this game. This second half is the direct opposite of what we saw in that first quarter.
Absolutely.
Kaiser splits the pair, missed the first, makes the second. Muckerhide back up the floor. Kicks it around for Palmer. And now O'Dell back to Palmer. O'Dell looking for Muckerhide inside the zone. He's going to have to come out and get this one. And does. Kicks it off to the left wing. And to the corner, back up top.
Coach Garrett near midcourt yelling at his defense.
Looks like he's specifically coaching how to keep that back door closed.
Yeah.
And a jump ball called as Grunk and Eldridge both come down with it.
I was impressed how Eldridge could sky with Jack for that one.
And credit both players for keeping their bodies under control going after that. Could have easily been a loose ball foul. Johnson races up the floor across the timeline, draws a crowd, and Grunk gets tackled from behind. No foul.
No call. Wow.
Muckerhide loses it, bounces it off the shoulder of Kaiser, and Lures takes a shot to the upper body.
Right at midcourt.
He almost crumples under the blow of that contact.
That goes against Caden Muckerhide, his fourth.
And Muckerhide, like he's back out on the football field with that move.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a football player, too. You might imagine he's a running back.
Indeed. I've heard the name.
They work it all the way around. Kaiser leaves it there and is picked up by the Chargers. Bulldogs moving just a little too fast on that one. Down the baseline they go. Shut the door, did Gronkemeyer, and they have to kick it out, do the Chargers. And they got Johnson in. Hughes, rather, in again. holding us well as Mucker Knight continues to struggle with the shot. That one halfway down and back out. Lure's going to bring it up the floor. Johnson on the wing into the corner to Hughes. I'd love to see him let another one go.
Absolutely.
Instead, Johnson drives and he takes a shot. This might be the most physical game I've seen the Dogs play in.
Yeah.
And they've handled it well.
It's very physical. I'm really surprised and impressed. And that is a third on Logan Odell.
A couple of these Bulldogs have taken some really hard shots, and you've seen no retaliation, no signs of frustration. Three ball. Johnson, no good. Gronk, the rebound. Kaiser's going to let it go.
And 4-point play possible.
Kaiser with the rainbow shot.
Woo.
And he takes his six shooter and puts it back in his holster as he steps to the line.
Yeah. That was an impressive shot while fouled.
So the rare James Harden-esque 4-point play is good for Kaiser. And we got a timeout on the floor. We will take a timeout as well. 56-37 Bulldogs on top. Right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
We're back at the Dog Pound, 56-37 with 4:08 left here in this ballgame. Been Bulldogs from the word go. They've never trailed. It has never been tied since 0-0. Muckerheim navigates his way through a pack of dogs and lays it in for two. 56-39. Full court pressure starting to mount up against the Bulldogs, and that was a travel called on Sam Johnson.
They're only up 17 now.
So after the turnover, Chargers come back the other way. Palmer has it. Between the circles, sends a lob in for Eldridge. Can't handle it cleanly, so he doesn't get a shot off. They send it back out. They'll reset and try to work something else again. Right into the hands of Kaiser. Will he dunk this one? Nope.
He'll score it, though.
But another three-point opportunity. They can't help themselves. They have to foul every Bulldog shooter, seems like.
Yep.
They are over the bonus again.
Go ahead.
And that's, I think they've been over the bonus three of the four quarters.
Absolutely. And Kaiser knew exactly what he was doing going up for that one, and he makes the free throw.
Had a 4-point play earlier, now a 3-point play for Kaiser, and it's back to a 20-point ball game with 3:23 left to go. Hughes able to knock that one away from Muckerheim. Trap coming for Prickle. He passes out of it and across the timeline. Johnson hops his way to the row, and the reverse layup is good. Go ahead, Jim.
Until that moment, Kaiser had scored all Batesville's points in the fourth quarter. Nice play by Johnson.
61-39. Palmer up top between the circles, looks off to his right, sends it to Morris, gets it back. They reverse the ball. Three ball. In and good for Odell. What a pretty stroke that young man has.
They needed Logan Odell much, much earlier.
More full court pressure. Bulldogs going to have to hurry here. Hadn't got across the timeline. Still not across. And finally get it across to Grunt. They couldn't have had much more than one more second left, did you?
And he was contacted there, but no foul.
No foul there as Kaiser loses the handle. You're right. A lot of bumping and banging going on over there in that corner. And it's a turnover. Chargers have the ball now with 2:14 left. Balls rest on the far side of the floor with Mason Morris, who sends it up top for Palmer. Muckerhide comes out to get him, goes around the freshman quickly, lays it off the glass, high off the glass. Nice basket there for Muckerhide.
He's going to look like he has a good night score-wise, but it's all in the second half. Caden did not score in the first half.
And Hughes down the baseline, and a good find to find a cutting Cade Kiser down the lane who lays it in for two. So not only can the freshman spot up for three, he can dish out some dimes as well. Nice spin move there inside, but can't finish. Eldridge. Gronk with the rebound, sends it immediately down the floor for Johnson. Another find is somebody, somehow, someway, forgot about Kiser. And Kiser all alone underneath the basket. Bulldogs push the lead back to 21. And Aaron Garrett waves the white flag, takes out all of his starters.
Wow.
And puts in his JV squad minus Braden Maple, who does sometimes play with that JV squad.
12 points in the fourth quarter for Cade Kiser. That is all but two of the Bulldog points.
Well, and he got seven of those in just two possessions.
Exactly.
Steal there. And for the Bulldogs, they walk it up the floor. I'm going to
bear
with
Schneider.
Me. Thank you. As I check out some names here, Schneider going to pass it down the way to Cameron Holcomb, back to Schneider. They bring it back up top now for Hartley. And Hartley's going to be fouled on his way to the basket. Callen. Nope, they don't count the basket. They're going to make him earn it. So Carson Hartley is going to go to the line to shoot two. Under a minute left in the ball game, 65-42, Hartley. Misses the first free throw. Got another one coming. And this was the type of bounce back win, Jim, that Coach Garrett was talking about.
Yes.
In his pregame comments. He challenged his team, as you mentioned, probably during this week, and they did, in fact, respond. Hartley splits the pair, 66-44, Bulldogs' largest lead of the night. Under 45 seconds here, and wholesale changes for the Chargers as well. Eldridge still out there, though. Three ball from the near side. That was Odell's shot. No good. They do get the rebound. Does Morris. And he puts it back up for two to bring it back to a 20-point ball game. Hartley splits the two defenders. Dishes it off. Spin. Shot up. And his way to the ground. Just threw up another one. Coach Garrett's like, what are you doing? But another steal for Hartley. 7 seconds. Hartley. And a blocking foul called, and Hartley will go back to the line to shoot two more free throws. Another opportunity for Hartley to get into the box score with 5.2 seconds left.
5'10 freshman looking pretty good out there.
They're getting much work.
Unfortunately, we don't have a listing for number 40. He's also playing well in this substitute role. Yeah, really impressed with Hartley in these minutes.
Well, it's a big opportunity for these reserve players to actually get out on a varsity floor, get some varsity minutes underneath the lights with the crowd. No doubt the most that they've ever played in front of.
Absolutely.
And as I stated earlier, Coach Garrett, he believes if you're going to make a long playoff run, you never know who you may have to call off the bench to do so. So
exactly.
He wants to make sure that the moment's not too big for some of those reserve players. Final shot, no good. And that is going to do it. Bulldogs win this one going away. 67-46. They avenge the loss they suffered on the road at North Decatur a year ago today. We're going to send you back to the station, let John play some commercials for you. And when we come back, we'll have the halftime, excuse me, the postgame show right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And we are back at the Dog Pound, a very festive atmosphere, and rightfully so, as the home team delivered a 67-46 defeat of the visiting North Decatur Chargers. And it is almost a sea of pandemonium out on the floor, Jim, as all of the Batesville community, along with the Garrett Gang campers, are out seeking autographs from these fine Bulldog players. We're going to go a little out of order here. Coach Garrett's already up here in the booth with us. He's got a lot to do, no doubt, out on the floor, so we want to get his comments and let him back at it. Coach, you wanted a bounce-back win tonight, and boy, you got a bounce-back win tonight.
Really, really pleased with the start in terms of doing things very fundamental. We took care of the basketball.
Thank you. Thank you.
Moved the ball and got some good looks. And created that 15 to 20 point cushion. We were able to maintain the rest of the way. I think got down to 14 at one point. And I'm tired of repeating about turnovers. So I'll just continue to work on it.
Let me ask you about those great minutes that you were able to get from the freshman James Hughes.
We knew James was going to play this week in terms of he's earned it. I've seen it over and over in practice. It's not been too big for him, so it's good to see him get into the midst of a varsity game in that second quarter and prove on the floor. It's one thing to do it in practice. It's another thing to do it on the floor, that the moment's not too big for him. And James is just a multi-skilled, multi-faceted player, really, really knows the game, and he can do some things. And Terrence, he was shooting 46% from three on JV season with a lot of attempts.
Yeah.
So I got to take a look at a guy like that. And like I said, James has earned his spot on both ends. I got some other young guys that just still have ways to go, just in recognition, but also on the defensive end. So James gives us that much needed depth. So probably tomorrow night we'll even tweak those quarters more, because as you saw tonight, when we got guys in foul trouble, we get guys starting looming up with two.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Caden Drake went down in the very first game of the JV game tonight with a twisted ankle. So we lost some depth as we add some depth. So we'll have to evaluate and see what he feels like tomorrow morning as we have to shoot around in terms of the ankle and go from there and tweak quarters in terms of what we need at that varsity level. But very, very pleased with James. And again, I want to highlight, it's fun to see, especially young kids,
yes,
just compete, and earn an opportunity, but then more so take advantage of the opportunity.
Exactly.
And Coach, what are your thoughts on Cade Kizer having what I feel like was a Cade Kizer kind of game with, according to my unofficial, 21 points, a lot of them in that fourth quarter, twos, threes, and free throws?
Yeah, Cade's – we were on Cade after this last Saturday's game. It wasn't Cade's best effort, and that's all we want from him. And he's realizing it. He's had a really good practice week and was quiet in that first half, right? So that's Cade. He's not going to force anything. Then in the second half, especially that fourth quarter, started getting downhill. Sam started getting downhill. And Jack anchored our start, right? Had a very big first quarter. Then Gus and T-Lou made good plays. Mape comes in and does what Maple does in terms of what he contributes to our team. And like we talked about before, able to get to that seventh guy with James Hughes. So really, really pleased with Cade. He's the sky's still the limit for that kid. So just excited to see him. And we're in a stretch here, too, with three straight weekends and double weekends. So the nice thing is we'll continue to shorten some practice time, but they'll have fewer practices because we have so many games stacked up. We still have eight games left in just a little over a month.
Wow.
I mean, eight games in just a little over a month. And that, for a kid like Cade Kizer, the more game reps he can get, the more you'll still see him continue to do well.
I want to ask you one thing from a defensive standpoint. You guys held Muckerhide in check. We know he's a dynamic scorer and a dynamic guard, but particularly in that first half, he could not get going. What were you guys doing defensively that held him in check?
No points in the first half, 14 for the game.
And 10 in that fourth quarter. He's a nightmare. And you wouldn't think a guy of his size, all right, go ahead and put him in the middle of our zone. But and I told the guys on film, and I believe it, seeing him live playing against him, he's the fastest guard we have seen all season. I would argue he'll probably end up being the fastest guard we see all season. But that's one thing, is you saw at the end of the first quarter, I believe, when he went coast to coast and just scored on us. But it's another thing to get amongst the trees, our length. Cade's in there, Jack's in there, Sam's darting in there. And yet, just with that absolute foot speed, that quickness, but then still have the chin on the rim and have the concentration to finish. Don't necessarily like coaching against it, but from a basketball standpoint, it's fun to watch just because you don't see that anymore. You don't see that in that type of situation. So, good player. He's been a good player for them for, I want to say, 4 years. I know for a fact 3 years at the varsity level.
Yeah.
So, just, it's fun to see a kid have a career, and he plays the right way. He plays hard. He hustles. He sees teammates. He attacks when it's appropriately. And then he's a one-man press in terms of, we kept trying to move the ball away from him, cut away from him, back cut away from him, reverse the ball away from him, because his hands.
All right, Coach. I know you're in high demand, and you got a lot of people want to talk to you here. But the one thing I definitely want to say to you, congratulations to you and your staff and your team, not just on the victory tonight, but congratulations on putting on this spectacle that was tonight with the campers, with the primary school. Just congratulations on hosting and putting on just an unbelievable show for the community.
And thanks for the opportunity to talk about that, because it's awesome when this old barn gets filled in terms of just the environment it creates. So appreciate those BPS teachers and staff and administrators, because those close to 170 first graders just don't show up on their own.
Right.
A lot of school personnel that give up a Friday night to make that happen. And it's a special memory. I've got cherished memories of when all my three kids went through it. So that's part of it. Then you talk about Garrett's gang and the North Decatur people. Guy, my goodness, they bring a crowd. And they just showered love on these guys and our campers. And it's just, it's my favorite game all year. And Terrence, a special shout out to the Scripture family. They own Batesville Chrysler down here in Batesville. And from year one, when we had this idea, and I remember saying at a parent meeting, if anybody knows anybody that would help sponsor, because I don't want those campers to pay anything. But
right.
there's cost incurred in terms of those T-shirts, other items we get, we feed them. Some other businesses in town, Batesville and Tool and Die has been one. McDonald's has been one. First Financial, Chad Milan, has been another sponsor. They give parting gifts. But the Scripture family has been very generous in terms of letting that. It doesn't have to come out of our camp fund. We have to raise even more funds. And they are a big, big part of making this special night happen, so we can run that camp the way I want to run it there in November, then bring them back to this home crowd. And it's just fun. And Coach Koontz, John Koontz, he was a manager way back in the day when I was a young assistant coach. And I want to give a shout-out, because Johnny Koontz, he has a birthday on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So I told him this was really just his birthday party. So he's really, really excited. But just appreciate the North Decatur fans, our Batesville fans, for making this a special night for the first graders, for those Garrett's Gang campers, and supporting those guys on the hardwood. Fun evening.
All right, Coach. Enjoy this one.
Thank
and
you.
We will get with you tomorrow. That was Bulldog head coach Aaron Garrett. A much livelier Aaron Garrett than you probably spoke to last.
Absolutely. I think last week the key word was terse. It was, I mean, coach is obviously a quiet guy, but he was thoroughly, thoroughly angry.
Yeah.
And you could tell, but he kept speaking in that calm way, just kind of clipping the words a little bit. And what a mood changer tonight. And you know, we're looking at the little kids getting autographs from the high schoolers, the big kids they can admire and grow up to be. And you've got the pink-shirted breast cancer ladies and so many groups taking part as part of the Garrett's Gang event. I'm so impressed. Two nights in a row, Terrence, in the community. We had a massive crowd at the Chamber of Commerce dinner last night. I had no idea that a community of 7,000 would pack the Knights of Columbus Hall wall to wall with hundreds and hundreds of people. It was phenomenal, and this is phenomenal here tonight. I'm just loving it.
Yeah, lines and lines as far as the eye can see of
Indeed.
These youngsters wanting to get autographs of this Batesville team. They've got a color picture of the entire team that they can go from station to station and get a signature from each and every one of the Bulldog players. What are you
so very cool?
What do you got in the way of numbers? Let's tie a bow on this one.
Unofficial scoring as we wrap this up. Looking at the North Decatur Chargers, and again, their all everything man, Caden Muckerhide, who had what looks like a pretty good game. All that came in the second half. He did not score in the first half, and I think that really helped the Bulldogs set the tone.
Yes.
Right there. And 14 points, but all in the second half for Caden. Owen Eldridge was the only man who scored in the first quarter for all of North Decatur. He ended up with 12 for the game, 8 in the first half. It was a 1-3 for Chase Youngman, who obviously has potential to do a ton more for them, and the Chargers would love to see that. Mason Morris balanced it out fairly well. He had 10 points spread across the two halves, and Logan O'Dell with a couple trays and a free throw for 7. I'm sure they'd love to see Logan putting it up more as he gets more playing time. For the Bulldogs, it was quite the effort as Cade Kaiser, again, belted everybody in the fourth quarter and ended up with 21 on the game. Also, Sam Johnson had 13, and most of those are on the free throw line, really a good sign for any player.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Trenton Lures with 7, also 7, Gus Prickle, 9 for Jack Grunkmeyer, all in the first quarter as he set the tone.
Yes.
It was going to be a linebacker-type game, and he showed it right there. Did he play line? He played football some, didn't he?
No, he
maybe not with those shoulders.
Baseball and basketball, that's his sports of choice.
Well,
I always said I'd love to see him as a tight end.
I have a feeling Northwestern will love to see him diving for home plate like Pete Rose then, because he really, really clobbered the Chargers in that first quarter. And then finally scoring for Batesville, as we mentioned, the freshman at 6'1" already. It is James Hughes with a pair of trays and a bucket, 8 points on the night for James. I have a feeling more minutes are in his future.
Yeah, of course, the Bulldogs have a back-to-back again this week. You heard Coach mention 8 games in 4 weeks.
Here we go.
So tomorrow night, the Bulldogs will be in action as they travel to Hauser, and we'll have that game for you right here on 103.9 WRBI as well. And the Bulldogs prove their record 10-4, and the Chargers, well, they fall to 10-7 on the season.
Good to get into those double digits.
Yep. Want to thank our sponsors just one last time here before we get out of here.
Absolutely. And they include, and we are so grateful to them all year, Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, where you can meet Terrence live and in person on Monday night, and the coaches as well. 6 o'clock, we get that underway on WRBI. SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurton Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop.
So from all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station. John, thanks so much for everything that you do. And for my partner in crime tonight beside me, Jim Williams. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and at WRBIRadio.com.